We also heard this week from Kellyer, and we have this report coming from Sullivan and Kate.
This is Sullivan and Kate reporting from Ms. Thomason's third grade class at Kellyer Elementary. Here's our phenology report for the week of September 21st. The average high temperature this week was 72 degrees. The average low temperature was 50 degrees. Tuesday, the 22nd, was the hottest day at 80 degrees. It was a very warm day for the first day of fall. Our class made several observations last week. Ms. Thomason heard that the sandhill cranes near her house, so they haven't migrated yet.
Rylan, Carlisle, and Brittany noticed that most of the leaves have changed color on the deciduous trees.
Alex noticed the ferns are turning brown.
Becca saw baby turtles hatch at her house.
Kate saw a deer in the field eating on his bus ride.
First saw a buck eating in his grandpa's field. It was an 8-pointer.
Brayson saw a cow eating hay. Some fields don't have grass anymore.
Blake's dog was sprayed by a skunk.
Zerian saw a weasel running by the water trying to find a place to hide.
Sally saw a small brownish red and red bird, a bird eating worms.
Miss Tallberg saw blue jays begin their migration in her yard.
Landon saw Wolbert eating out of his bird feeder. Thanks for listening.
Thank you, Sullivan. Kate, that was very nice. Good to hear from you guys. Kellyer, for some of you, it's up northwest of Grand Rapids, a little bit northeast of Bemidji. And they had lots of great observations. Sandhill cranes, lots of color in the trees, baby turtles. This is the time of year when the baby turtles are emerging from their nests and beginning their migration to water where they will spend the winter. So keep an eye out. Lots of deer up that way, and somebody got lucky and saw a weasel.